And welcome, everybody, to episode 732. Can you guys believe this is episode 732 of RP Grinders? I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'll just wait for the show to start. Just let me know.
Just wake you up when November ends. Is that's how it's going to be, Breakman, this week?
No. I'm not playing the Switch or anything.
I wish I wasn't because I need to finish Kirby.
Yeah. Okay. Well, everybody wants to get done with the show quick, including myself, because I really want to go see Scream tonight.
What are you playing, Break?
Yeah, what are you playing, Break? You might as well tell us, son of a bitch.
I'm not really playing a game. It's more like feeding an addiction.
Yeah. Oh, you're playing Hentai vs. Evil then, aren't you?
No.
Freak just sent me something. I don't know what.
Are you playing Animal Crossing, aren't you?
No. I'm playing an addiction way older than Animal Crossing. I'll say it when we get to what we've been playing, I guess.
Apparently, Freak's dog just farted, and that's what he sent me. That's awesome, Freak. son of a bitch.
I hate when my dog farts. I have to leave the fucking room. Like, Jesus Christ, bad. What do I feed you?
What is it about dog farts that really, really, you know, they're just terrible? All right, let's get going with the news here, because we got a lot of news to go through.
The worst part is usually when they do it, they don't have to take a shit either. It's like, come on, let's go poop.
Nope.
And then like, no, I don't have to poop, I'm just going to fart again.
Yeah.
Like, you son of a bitch.
I'm just going to stink up the room for you, and then if you walk in another room, I'll follow you there and do it again there, so you're going to get it either way. You know,
right.
That's what they're thinking. Yeah. All right, let's get...
Smell it, I'm showing you how much I care.
I know, right? These are love farts, Dad. Come on, man.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, start us off.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got the Hunt the Night Date. Yeah, that's the name of the game. It's an action RPG, gothic pixel action RPG, Hunt the Night, and it's got a release date of April 13th for PC. No console dates or announcements have been made, but I mean, they're coming. They just haven't made any announcements.
It looks really cool. It's like a Legend of Zelda, kind of more evil Legend of Zelda is the best way. Like a gothic Legend of Zelda with puzzles and all kinds of shit. So, looks cool. Looks good. I'm interested in this. What systems was this for? Switch?
PC for now.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm not interested if it's PC, but it'll come...
It's coming to PlayStation and Switch.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, Breakman, next story, please.
Speaking of PC and you not being interested, coming to us live from RPG site, Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin launches for Steam on April 6th. You know, the game nobody asked for and apparently nobody really cares about.
Yeah, it's fun, but you have to have a specific taste for games like Neo and putting up with the game's ridiculousness.
Is it?
Because the game's largely a celebration of the Final Fantasy series, but it's also stupid.
Yeah. Is it hard to play? Is it, really difficult? Or?
There are difficulty settings you can use to make the game even easier.
Gotcha. Well, that's cool. All right, anything else on that?
That's the most positive review I've heard of that game so far, actually.
Yeah, actually, I've heard nothing but... But shit,
I reviewed it back when it launched last year.
You know what? I don't
like. Oh, this is out, and you know we moved on.
But they had an agreement with Epic Game Store for several years that certain titles of theirs would be put on the platform first when it came to PC.
Yeah. Well, anything but anything. Whatever. You know what I was going to say. No promotion. Afraid Candlestick. What's up, Freak 5? Nice to have you in here. Really appreciate you. Thanks for coming on in. All right, next story comes to us from RPG Site. And it is about Agorist Generations of War, also known as Record of Agorist War. This has nothing to do with Record of Lodoss War, right?
No. Eric?
Okay. Yeah, I know we discussed this before, so don't hit me. No, I'm just kidding. Record of Agorist War, also known as Agorist Generations of War, is a strategy RPG.
They called it that in Europe for some reason.
Yeah.
Because they can. That's why.
No, I think there might be like a license issue or something.
Yeah. So, and there's a press release, so there you go. It's coming. All right. Eric, next story, please.
But, Sea of Stars is hitting the Xbox. So it's going to launch simultaneously with all the other platforms. But if you hadn't heard of it before, the release date for the game is August 29th.
Uh-huh.
And it's coming to PlayStation 5, 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC as well. But it doesn't say Game Pass, so you're just going to have to buy it.
Yeah. I heard a train and I was reminded of our old intro break, man.
But anyways, this game looks really polished, and I hope it's as good as it looks.
It looks really, really good, Eric. I was just about ready to say it looks really nice. Old school, kind of super.
They put way more effort into this game than they put into Messenger. And the Messenger's the fun game, but it's also kind of weird and goofy and hard as fuck.
Yeah, I don't have.
This is supposed to be a prequel story to that game story.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be really, really hard. It looks really good.
I'm sure this will be fine. But
yeah, it looks good. Looks good.
It's gonna be a different departure entirely from that game.
Yeah. All right, Breakman. Next story, please. Did we lose Breakman?
Oh boy,
Breakman.
Don't tell me he was train napped.
I bet you he's train napped. He's yeah, there we go. He's waiting for the train to pass. You there, Brake?
Yeah, that's exactly it, as I was waiting for the train to pass.
Yeah.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Xseed to release Toho?
Toho. Yeah, we've done this 50 bajillion times.
I know, and that's what I love. Like, Brake will forget, and he's done it like 100 times. I love it.
New World for Nintendo Switch and PC on July 13th. PlayStation versions coming at a later date. So there you go.
Yeah, that's a story. This actually looks really good.
This game looks like a sequel of sorts to Scarlet Curiosity.
You know what it looks like to be? Sort of like a Bullet Hell game. You know, like,
yeah, it's like Bullet Hell and Eves, basically.
Yeah, Eves, or that one Autonoma, Near Autonoma, sort of. You know, it didn't have that gritty look to it. It's like real pretty, but man, it just gave me those vibes for sure. All right, I think it's my turn next. Next story, if my story ever loads up.
I've got trains too. Everybody's got trains, apparently.
Oh, Jesus, man, fucking trains.
I mean, I live right next to a train station, literally.
I know. All right, next story comes to us from RPG Side. Level 5 announces worldwide release for Inazuma 11 Victory Road. For in 2023, it doesn't really give an exact kind of date there, but this is not the soccer game, is it, Eric?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. So there you go. I mean, the very popular. I mean, not here in the United States by any means, but across the world, this game is actually fairly popular. It's got, you know, I get from what I hear, it's got a decent story about soccer, like an RPG soccer sim. So there you go. All right, next story, Eric.
Is there like a level on why they can't use their hands?
I wish, man. That'd be cool. All right, Eric, next story.
So the next one's Megaton Musashi Wired, which is just the international version of Megaton Musashi W.
Yeah.
And that came out earlier last year in Japan for, like, I think just a PS4 and Switch. But it's also coming to PS5 and PC.
Looks crazy. Looks crazy, man.
And I think it was a free-to-play game.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know about this version, but if you have to pay money, it's probably just got all the content.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next story, Break.
coming to us live from RPG Site. Puzzle Quest 3 launches for PlayStation and Xbox consoles on April 18th as a free-to-play title. Nice.
That's really cool. I'm digging that. I'm a huge fan of the Puzzle Quest.
Until you realize they monetize the shit out of everything.
Well, of course. I mean, they monetize the shit. But here's the
thing. Or you just stamina meters or whatever.
You guys know I played Marvel Puzzle Quest for how many years now? I mean, probably at least five, right? And the grand total that I've spent on that game, because I got to a point where I'm like, I played this every day for like years now. I think this game deserves a little bit of money for me playing. I almost feel bad for playing a game free like that without buying anything. I think I bought something for $25 and I've never sunk any more money into it. But it's just as fun now as it was back then. They're actually very, very generous in like giving you like covers and, you know, it's a generously giving game, and it makes me want.
I forgot to put a news article on here. I'll just mention it real quick. But Tokyo Xanadu EX Plus is coming to the Switch. Valcom is developing it.
Right on, right on.
And it'll have all the DLC content that the PS4 release had.
Yeah, I mean this is good news on Puzzle Quest 3 being free to play. They're usually very, very fair with what they give you. Like they give you like daily rewards, and so it works like any other free to play game. But it just seems like the Puzzle Quest games are a little more fair. You know what I mean? Like they're not as shitty as the pay to win games.
I just don't like the pages and pages of story. I just want to skip through all of it. Like, no. Like, the game's fun. I don't care about your story. Like, you're going way in depth in this. Like, come on. Like,
they actually have good stories in Puzzle Quest, Break. They're actually really good. I mean, it's surprising. I know, you're like, I just want to get to the fucking match 3. Fuck. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, who did that story? Was that you, Break?
I don't remember. What story was that?
The Puzzle Quest. Who did the Puzzle Quest?
I did that one. You're right.
All right. So it would be.
But back to the Tokyo Xanadu. No U.S. release announcement, obviously, because it was a Japanese announcement. But Axis Games still has the rights to publish, so they'll probably do it.
Yeah. Yoohoo sucks. I hate that drink, Break, man. It's that chocolate water is what I call it. It's gross.
Agree. It's disgusting.
It is gross. I didn't even like it when I was a kid. You know, most kids like that bullshit, but I hated it. It's not nonsense. All right. This comes to us from RPGSite.net. System Shock Remake launches May 30th on PC. So there you go. There's the date for System Shock for those people who are waiting for the, you know, the ultimate result.
Having a remake of System Shock. I've never played System Shock.
We talked about this before. It was a Kickstarter. And
I'm sure we have, but that doesn't mean I remember.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah, it was originally from 1994, and then a bunch of fans got together to kind of sign a petition, and then from there it got a Kickstarter, and now the developers, Night Dive Studios got that funded, and now it's come to fruition. 7 years of development.
I wanted to check out System Shock and System Shock 2.
System Shock was a innovative, great game, and very kind of eerie. Break. It's at the time it was like one of the scariest games ever made. Man, it was just good stuff, and people still revere that game. It's up there in the pantheon, man, for sure. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is that the Citizen Sleeper one?
Yes, Citizen Sleeper.
Oh, yeah, so Citizen Sleeper is coming to PlayStation on March 31st. You talked about it before, and I know you just want to get through the headlines, so we'll just move on.
All right, yeah, March 31st, we have talked about this before. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Dokapon Kingdom Connect launches on... Is it Kinect launches? Is the name of the game?
I think so.
It's a typo. Okay, I see.
Dokapon Kingdom Kinect is the name of the game.
Yeah, they have a typo in the headline. They have launches to make it look like it's the title. So Dokapon Kingdom Kinect is the name of the game, but I'm going to call it Dokapon Kingdom Kinect launches from now on. It's going to be out on May 9th in the West. There we
go. Yeah, there you go. It looks... I mean, actually, Dokapon is like probably second to Pokemon, right? Eric? Like, as far as popularity goes, it's probably... Digimon. Digimon.
You're right. It's not even monster related. You have no idea what you're talking
about. It looks like it. It's got that style.
I don't think he does. I think he's drunk.
I don't know half. I don't know half of what we're talking about here, guys, most of the time. So, you know. All right.
Dokuban Kingdom, from what I could tell, is kind of like Monopoly, but RPG fantasy setting.
I guess. Oh, that's interesting. Here's something that I am interested in.
But, like, so it's got, like, Mario Party level of frustration. You'll make enemies of your friends and friends of your enemies, and then you'll all hate each other eventually.
Nice. Sounds like the best kind of game.
Yeah, just like Mario Party.
Friendships.
I love Mario Party for that reason, man. Everybody hated each other at the end of that game.
Well, Mario Party, some of those were so broken. I can't remember which ones were so broken. Like, you could just get... And you're getting in the lead, and then there's no way anybody could ever catch you.
Yeah, yeah. They had things where, like, no matter what, like, somebody could be, like, way behind and still catch you, and it was just... Yeah.
That was the counter to the game before that was... completely broken, so they rebroke it in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Nintendo. Yeah.
Okay, this is actually a interesting story from Gamatsu. Persona 5 Phantom X announced for iOS and Android. So it's an actual Persona 5 game, like a whole game. It'll be free to play. Oh, here we go. Free to play title with item based in app purchases. So
so it's gacha game. And here's another kicker: China only.
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
Well, they can have it.
Why China and not Japan? That's so weird.
Yeah, it's so weird. That is fucking weird. Maybe there's like some exclusivity deal, and then it'll come to other regions later.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm thinking that, or yeah, like the Chinese paid a shit ton for it
because like obviously, if this is a bomb, they won't lose too much money by launching it everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think it'll bomb, bro. It's a Persona 5. I think it's gonna be a strong.
Or you know, it'll be successful, and then they can bleach it until it's run dry, and can go to another territory and do it there.
Maybe that's what they're thinking. Yeah. They can just territorially set it and then, you know, shut it down when it's not making them any money, which is probably, what, a year? I mean, that's pretty much the going rate. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Song of Memories is coming to Switch on March 23rd.
I thought we talked about this before.
Which is a visual novel that... came out on the PlayStation and the PC, and was the Switch version was canceled apparently due to like technical difficulties, or at least it was in quotes, so we don't know what the real situation behind that was.
No way it was
launching
technical.
For $28.99, and there's some fan service stuff going on in this vision novel because it's in an atypical vision novel that has you dating girls basically.
Yeah.
And well, you don't actually date the girls. There's actually a larger story there with like a virus and a pandemic outbreak, and you having to make hard decisions. And the voice acting is entirely in Japanese, and it's made in Renpi, so it's not the greatest UI, and the story isn't exactly great either. And there's like RPG battles, and there's like a rhythm style element, but you can actually turn on an option and just skip all that if you don't want to mess with that. I didn't, because it's primarily a visual novel anyway. But I got the platinum because I got all the endings and CGs and stuff, but on the PlayStation, but there are better visual novels out there.
Damn, that sucks, Free Five. He just delivered a grocery order. 69 items, only $2. Part of a group order, so I didn't know when I accepted it, so that means the person didn't tip in the app. That's some BS, man. I think fucking sometimes that bullshit, you know, dashing is like not a lot of money in it for people, man. Like I don't know. I don't know.
Could they, you know, force you to do a minimum tip?
I wish. I wish they would. I mean, that's total horseshit. 69. Oh, so
like, if you're really into it, you can make a lot of money, but like you have to focus on it. You like quit your job and like work like 60 hours a week type thing.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, fuck that. All right, break.
I don't want to do that either. So
yeah,
saying
break. Next story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Side-scrolling beat-em-up Toxic Crusaders, and it is exactly as it sounds, a game from Troma. Well, not from Troma, but about Troma. For the PS5, Xbox Series, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, and it's due later this year.
Can't wait for this. This is along the lines of, I hope it's as good as the TMNT beat-em-ups, man, because it looks
like it costs the same, too. It's 25 bucks.
I hope it's good. It looks great. I mean, it looks really awesome, to be honest, guys. I love, here's a trailer. Holy shit.
I want to read this real quick. The triumph return of the Toxic Crusaders, just when you need it the most. Pulse-pounding beat-em-up action for up to four players. Gorgeous full-colored pixel art graphics. A stunning soundtrack that'll make you party like it's 1991. Amazing comic book cutscenes featuring the voices of Team Four Star, Dragon Ball Z Abridged. Seven playable characters, each with their own unique moves and powers. Seven unique stages taking you from the streets of Tromaville to planet Smogula and beyond. Surprise cameos, each more surprising than the last, from across the Troma cinematic universe. So no doubt you know who will show up in there. Yeah. Himself.
Lloyd Kaufman.
You didn't say the name. I thought I said enough. But whatever, yeah.
Well, Lloyd Kaufman's awesome. I if you guys look in the Chronicles of RP Grinders, I think it's RP Grinders, I actually had an interview with Lloyd Kaufman. He's just a really cool dude and very inspiring. Very, very inspiring guy.
Me and Mr. Brickman were watching one of these documentaries about like safety and horror, and like he is noted in his studio or noted for being like safer than most.
Yep. Yep. I mean he
they put human he said like one of their top three rules is like nobody gets hurt.
Yeah. Well, look, he doesn't pay his actors because there's no real money in it unless you're making Hollywood movies, right? But his big thing is if you have an idea for a movie, make it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm making my movie. I'm doing a movie, and he was a big, like, in the back of my mind, I always thought, like, because, like, making a movie is hard. It's not easy. Even a low-ass budget movie. But I'm actually going to do it probably May or June, I'm hoping. So, just got to get people to do it for free. That's the whole thing. Can't pay people but food. You know, that's going to be the incentive. Come mm-hmm. work on this movie for 2 to 4 weeks, and I'll give you food, you know?
That was so. Basically the Kevin Smith approach to Clerks, is you just got all of his friends to work with him, you know? Yeah,
I know. Well,
yeah. Five pizza the night, like
that. That would work if I had friends, Breakman. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, gotta just kind of skip over the friends thing and just, like, hope for the best, you know?
You can blackmail?
Yeah, blackmail, maybe. I'll try that. Freak Fight says, I was bitching the person out in my head. I get there and the customer's in a wheelchair. I know, that's tough luck, man. I mean, just, I guess that's your just awesome duty for the day, I guess, Freak Five, you know?
Yeah, you're ready to scream at them. They open the door. It's like, right. I should scream at you because that would make me inclusive, but at the same time, I don't want to scream at you because that makes...
Yeah, Norty didn't tip you because he's disabled, and disabled people usually get screwed when it comes to money.
They hardly have any money, and the fact that they're getting groceries probably is a blessing, you know? All right. No homie discounts this week. Next week, we'll probably know what's on PlayStation and Xbox. No Dear Breakman this week. Let's do What Have You Been Playing?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, Freak Five said she did tip $3 in cash. That's probably all she could afford, Freak Five. That's actually really cool. So
wait, she did it in person?
Yeah, in person.
That's probably a good idea because then they'll just skim off the top. You did it online.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, Breakman, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more of the Friday the 13th. I didn't play a lot of games this week. I've been busy with other things, but mostly Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about the other stuff because it's not really a game. It's more of an addiction that I just don't. I gave into it. I couldn't help myself.
Which one, Breakman? You got to talk about it.
I know you're right. Gotta take this head on. You're right. Okay, it was the first game I actually bought for the Switch, and I've been proud of myself for so long for not playing it for avoiding the temptation. It's not new. It's not a new game. It's the newest game in the series. It's not a new series. It's been around since the early 90s. It's about you play like an early country civilization per se, and you advance them to the world
one Civ
at a time.
Yeah. Which Civ?
Civ 5.
Six.
That's
right. Yeah. One more turn.
Oh, Jen says, "Oh, you got friends in others." I know,
you
Jen.
You get annihilated by Gandhi again.
I haven't come across. I don't think I have come across Gandhi. He might be like a DLC character. Because they got like a different roster initially. Like you don't have Lincoln. You have Teddy Roosevelt, for example. But I think the other characters might be DLC characters. But yeah, the one more turn. Just one. I'll be done in a moment. Just one more turn. Well, I gotta have to do another turn because my base over there. They just.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't
get them on the next project.
No problem. We're gonna
the front line.
Look,
need
check
reinforcements. Look, so I can't keep playing.
Right. Look, break. You don't have to justify it because we're gonna be talking about something addictive in reviews, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. Jen says, "Oh, you got friends in other states." I do, Jen, but that doesn't help me here. I need people to help me here. And then Freak Five says she doesn't tip in the app, so it doesn't get reported for taxes. You see how desperate people are? That's so sad, Freak Five. So sad, but good for you. At least you got a little bit of money, you know. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
This is not a game. It's an addiction.
All right, Eric.
But I refuse to seek help.
Well, look, we know you go into civilization rehab every once in a while. Break, man, it's all good. We're here for you, bud. We're here for you. You know, anything we can do.
I'm sorry, bud.
Do you know the thing is when Zelda comes out, that'll be your cure for a while, bro. That'll be your Suboxone for civilization. You know?
Hey, I just discovered a natural wonder. I mean, I'm not playing.
Eric, what you been playing, man?
Just more Legend of Heroes Trails to Azure and Kirby Return of the Dream Land Deluxe.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been playing a little bit more of Last of Us 2. That game is long as shit, man. It's way longer than the first game. It doesn't need to be that long. It really doesn't. One more turn. Just one more! All right, let's move on to reviews here, guys.
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, Eric, your reviews.
All right. I got two ecchi anime for you guys this week. The Testament of Sister New Devil, which it really shouldn't have been called The Testament of New Sister Devil because he gets a new little sister. But whatever. Which makes the situation in the show just a little bit more questionable because the idea is that his dad is supposedly remarried and he's getting two new little sisters, but it turns out they're actually demons and they have brainwashed him, or at least they've led themselves to believe, because he was playing, he was basically messing around with them, because he's a part of the hero clan, so he's trained to resist mental control through spells. And so the son's obviously also from the hero clan, and you find out later that they were exiles, because he couldn't control his power when he was younger. And so after a bit of hubbaloo, he decided that he basically talked to them, and then they decided to continue trying to live as a family. But the succubus girl who is with Mio, and the reason that they're there is because she's actually the princess of the demon lord, the former demon lord, who's apparently dead, and people are after life, and so they wanted to get her stronger, so, like, the succubus girl is a horny little girl, and she basically put a spell on them that forces them to do a master-servant pact, but in order to do this pact and make sure the curse can go away, which has the benefit of powering you up if you get rid of the curse,
by the way. So this is the way they strengthen each other. But they basically do foreplay, because it never goes beyond that.
Hmm. Okay. So like a lot of heavy petting and shit like that.
And kissing and armpit licking and stuff like that.
Oh, gross.
Like,
what'd you say? What was that last one?
Armpit licking.
So yeah. All the fetishes you could do without penetration is basically as far as it goes.
Mm. Also, what are you giving Testament of Sister... Sorry, what,
did you say that's a fetish? Armpit?
No, well, you know, as far as light, softcore fetishes go, yeah.
People need fetishes.
Break, man.
Well, this show can't get too wild because it's within a certain rating and...
Mm.
And it's not straight up hentai, so that's why they can't do that. So,
those animes are always funny to me. Like,
but it does have an actual story. But unfortunately, there's only one season, and the show was made back in 2015. So it's been quite some time since it came out. It's almost 10 years old at this point. Mm. So who knows if they'll ever renew it for another season?
Probably not. At this point.
Never.
Because so like, there's only the two seasons of the show.
Hmm. How many? It's like One Punch Man. Aren't there only two seasons of that?
Yeah, but we're getting a third.
Oh, sweet. That's cool. All right, so what are you giving Testament of Sister New Devil, Eric?
I'm giving it a 7.
Okay, fair enough. Next,
the other show is also another itchy anime that doesn't have a renewal, and it's even older. This is from 2010, and it's called Cat Planet Cuties. Also, both of these shows are based on light novels, not manga.
Cat Planet Cuties. I love it.
I'm sorry. Anyways.
You can't make this shit up, folks. You just can't. And look, I'm going to follow it up with something similar later, so just...
Anyways,
just...
I get the show's title, just basically, this girl comes from a race of cat girls called the Cadians. and after she crash lands on Earth, she didn't crash land, but she had trouble in there, so she basically... She came to the planet to learn about it and set up an NPC, and there's a couple people that have vested interests in trying to either kill her or kidnap her or like worship her as a deity. And so they go through a bunch of hijinks involving all that, and it's only one season long. So if you want the rest, you're going to have to read the light novels. Yeah. But the show is... Dub is actually surprisingly good considering it's 2010.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give this a 6.5.
I mean, I'm giving it a 10 just on name alone, Eric. I mean, Cat Planet Cuties.
Also because she's a cat girl, she has aspects of a cat within her. So when she reaches the age of 16, she gets into heat. and to keep her from raping the protagonist, they gave her pills that suppress her urges.
This, you know, Eric, this sounds much better, man. This sounds really, really great, man.
No, but believe me, the Testament of the New Sister Devil is actually quite good. And yeah. I think I prefer it over this show, but this show is also pretty good.
I gotta watch this show, man. Cat Planet Cuties, the Cadians, and she goes in heat at 16.
Also, the main antagonist for the series is a dog Yushin, so yeah, they're dog girls.
Dog Yushins?
And the really only defining difference between them and normal humans is that they have dog ears and cat ears. They're otherwise human looking.
That's awesome. Freak says the other two in that group order tip 5 in
also,
the app.
Also, the main girl, Eris, has got like a really huge chest.
Well,
despite
cool.
the fact that she's 16, so her body grew up before she did.
Oh, Jesus. And one of them, actually, that's like true to real life, actually.
That's pretty natural.
One of them gave me another.
She did. They're pretty large. I mean, and like the captain of the ship she came from's breasts are even larger.
Jesus. And then he got another. So you got like $10 in that group chat. That's cool, Freak Five. So at least you didn't go home with nothing.
And you didn't have to smack a bitch up either.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Brake, did you have any reviews?
I have a couple reviews, actually. Okay,
all right.
One I talked about a couple weeks ago. I finally finished the series. I don't really have much to add to it, to mm-hmm. Primal.
Oh, Primal,
I think it's pretty perfect the way it is.
Yes.
I don't want to get a sequel.
You don't want any more?
I'm not saying I don't want more. I mean, if you want to make some more in the same universe and such, that's fine. But the story is complete, I think.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
He made a complete story in two seasons.
Yeah.
Just like they did with the Watchmen, the one season of Watchmen. It was perfect the way it is.
What are we talking about now?
Primal. Primal for that's on HBO Max, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
He's going to do a third season, so
yeah, which is cool. I mean, but I trust that dude to do it right, Breakman.
I'm not saying like that it wouldn't be good to have like, but it's going to be a new story completely. So I think
new characters.
They might have some of the same characters, but. I don't want to spoil anything.
Supporting role, though.
Yeah, maybe don't spoil anything. Look,
I can't say any more about spoiling stuff.
Look, so. Primal is really super good, and everybody should watch it. It's on HBO Max, and there's, you know how I talk about Monument? I know I've talked about this before, Breakman. I'm a broken record with it. The episode on season one, Castlevania, like it's episode 4, season 1, the last episode of season 1. There's an episode in Primal, that's one for the ages, in my opinion. It's the Outbreak one. It is fucking fantastic. It is great. And I watched that.
My personal favorite is probably the first episode of the second season when they're on the boat and just like the how they do the stars and the reflection on the water and just
that's a great episode too.
It's so black and at certain points and all you can see is them, their outlines. Just I love how he does the art when he's playing with light and dark.
Yeah, he's just really, really good. No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. I mean, just an awesome, awesome series. It's unique. It's very emotional. There are so many things that you can say about that series, and they're all true. It's really, really good. So what are you giving it?
For the most part, there's no talking. Later in the second season, I think there's an episode that's not really connected to the story. I don't really understand that episode, like what the point of it was.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. It peripherally... I can talk to you offline about it, because it's a philosophical episode break. It's It connects in a way that you have to connect that episode to that series. And there's many ways of interpreting what's going on in that episode. I know what you're talking about. It's
a lot of shows have done stuff like that. So I'm not like, it doesn't lower my rating of the show
Right. So what do you,
even that episode was like just glued to the television watching.
Yeah.
My favorite is when there's no talking and they're just letting the animation make the story.
It's great.
I mean, there's like some grunting and growling, you know, and
it's
stuff like
it's the greatest comic book.
Nobody asked me where you could watch the two shows.
I would assume Crunchyroll, right?
Crunchyroll has both of them, but the thing is, if you want to watch the uncut version of Testament Sister New Devil, you have to watch it in English.
Okay.
But it's a good thing the dub is actually pretty decent. So, just a caveat there. But, like, the OVA episode's only in Japanese and it's uncut, but there's only two parts of that where there's censorship, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah. All right.
Like, I bet you couldn't see anything, but they just went the extra mile just to give them protection, I guess.
By the way, Breakman is exiled.
But as far as I know, I wouldn't trust Crunchyroll to have the uncut version of Cat Planet Cuties. I'd rather you go to Funimation's app instead.
Jen, don't feed into this nonsense. Bernie does not have an OnlyFans, okay? I'm telling you that right now. Freak 5 did say these ones are going into.
I think Freak is just trying to will it into existence by sheer.
I know, right? These ones.
He wasn't the one who made the joke. It was me.
I know, right?
It wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
This one time it wasn't his fault and he gets blamed for it.
But now he's obsessed with the idea.
I know, right? These ones are going into a stripper's G strings later tonight, Freak 5 says. And then, oh, break, man. How dare you? How dare you, break, man? Okay, so what are you giving Breakman Primal?
I give it a 10. You have to watch it. It's just good stuff.
It is great. I agree with that. I think I gave it a 10 as well. Break. What else are you reviewing?
Speaking of good stuff to watch, I actually, in my quest to cleaning out the DC closet on HBO Max. I've been kind of doing, I guess, I'm really not following any pattern, just going...
Do you watch any of the Harley shows yet?
Not yet. I haven't got to that. I did get to another one of the movies. I've been trying to save the better movies for last, ones I haven't seen, so I still haven't seen The Suicide Squad yet, for instance. And a movie I hadn't seen yet was Shazam.
Oh, you hadn't seen Shazam yet?
No, I did now. I thought you did. Until now.
Okay.
And it's the first DC movie I feel is on par with the MCU.
Yeah, that's a good assessment.
It sucks because now those stories are going to be overwritten.
Yeah. Well, looking at the reviews for the one that's just coming out, it's not looking good. Not looking good at all.
It doesn't mean it's a bad movie. It just means people aren't seeing it.
Yeah, right? People aren't. Yeah. So what do you think of Shazam, Breakman?
But because they know they can wait for a month or whatever to watch it on HBO Max.
That's true. All right, Break, what are you thinking?
To get a good Shazam movie, they needed great performances from kids.
Yes.
And they got great performances from kids.
Yeah.
This movie. That's something that I've seen more and more of in recent years is good child actors.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, Bella Ramsey. Oh, I forgot to buy. Oh, okay, I can add that to my list. I'll do it real quickly. Hold on. Like Bella Ramsey in Last of Us.
Yeah.
All right.
So the young kids, they obviously are integral to the story, and it would not be good without them. But the main actor who has to be good, who has to seem like he's a kid, is of course the main character.
Yep.
And he nails it. Like there are no point where I feel like he isn't Billy. You know.
Right.
I'm watching it. I'm like, damn, that's a good performance. Mm-hmm. This is just so, it was such a good movie. Like I said, MCU quality. It's the best of the DC movies I've seen so far.
And it's really fun. It's a super fun movie. It's a comic book movie through and through. And I agree, it captured a lot of the goodness of the MCU for sure. And completely different than anything in the DC universe, because DC is supposed to be like kind of the more serious side of the movies, and the MCU is like kind of like more kind of humorous in a lot of ways and funner all around,
right?
You know, so
which is funny because how can you be fun when you're being safe too much?
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean they are fun. I mean, look. There's criticisms of the MCU for sure, like copy and pasting and, you know, a lot of that type of shit, and the villains aren't the greatest. And
I mean, yeah.
Witty dialogue that isn't actually witty, and it's just become tiresome at this point.
Well, I mean, but that's fun. Like, they're fun.
Since that's the Justice League movie, like the humor in that one, like the Joss Whedon version was terrible. Like all these bad sex jokes and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like they're forced into a script that they didn't belong.
I agree.
The Zack Snyder cut, there's a couple laughs throughout the movie, but for the most part, it's like, you know, this is in the comedy movie. This is, you know, serious, and there's going to be people dying and shit, you know.
And I think the only DC hero you can really do that with is, let's be honest here, it's Batman, right? I mean, Batman's the only one that you can get away with doing such a a serious toned, gritty, dark movie. You know, Superman's not supposed to be like most MCU characters. Fun.
They can do it with Constantine as well.
Yeah, well, Constantine's another one. Swamp Thing is probably another.
Swamp Thing, yeah, that'd be another one, right?
You know, stuff like that.
But yeah, but for the most part, like, their characters are more supposed to be like lighthearted and positive, like Superman and the Flash.
Yep.
Wonder Woman.
Yep.
You know,
Wonder Woman. Yeah, exactly, exactly. I'm hoping that James Gunn will turn that around. He read comics as a kid, so he knows all these characters, and he's, you know, I'm pretty sure he's gonna turn shit around, you know, and he's gonna, you know, make some unexpected characters like a la Guardians of the Galaxy and, you know, stuff like that. So we, you know, I have high hopes for the DC universe. I think they're gonna do pretty well going forward. Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch. Okay, so what are you giving? Wait,
he's going to give her $50 and you're mad at him? What the hell?
Well, he can give her
Freak,
50
you should
bucks.
Exile him. You're giving him money and he's mad.
Well, I mean, in a G-string, get out of here. Let me, you son of a bitches. All right, so what are you giving
Well, if you just stick $50 in a G-string, I'll fucking wear a G-string. Come on, let's do this.
There you go. There's an offer for you. All right, Breakman. So what are you giving Shazam?
I think 8, 8.5.
Yeah.
That range right there.
There you go.
Pretty damn good.
I mean, you could say 8.25. There's nothing against that.
You know? Yeah, no. I like to, like, be flexible a bit. No.
I gotcha. All right. Okay, so...
And like I said, like, it's not perfect. I mean, the villain's not, like, the greatest villain.
Right,
He's fine for the role, but
why,
it's nice.
They can never get villains right in almost none of these movies, although they did get Thanos pretty good. Yeah. I just wish that, like if you ever read Thanos Quest is fucking awesome. It's like, you know, getting all those gems from the different champions. Like, one of them was called The Champion, which we'd never seen any of. The Gardener, which I know sounds like, you know, stupid, but the Gardener was actually a really powerful character in the way that he got that gem. And I mean, it was just pretty awesome story. But they did a fair job in the MCU. I really like Thanos. He's my favorite. But okay, my reviews, real quick.
So they messed up his motivation. They fixed it in Endgame, but... Not
they could have fixed it even more if they bring us an alternate universe version who's trying to do what the original Death should have done, or Thanos should have done, and Court Lady Death.
Freak 5, I want to talk about that.
Maybe
maybe
that could be his motivation for being in the Secret Wars.
Yeah.
And World War there's or whatever. No reasoning with his argument for, like, I love death, so I'm going to kill everyone. There was no reasoning with that, but his argument in MCU, like, there's definitely arguments against what he's doing. Like, dude, sit down, we can talk about this. Yeah. I'll explain to you how that's stupid and it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Jen says, how do I share this? Just grab the link from Twitch, Jen. It's the best way.
A stupid conservative.
It is on YouTube as well, Jen, but everybody goes to Twitch, so I kind of abandoned YouTube.
It's the most harebrained plan that, like Elon Musk would have come up with if he wanted to solve world hunger and he actually wanted to do something about
That's
it.
Funny. Okay, guys,
I feel like that they fixed it in Endgame. He said, you know what, that wasn't my original plan, but now I'm just going to wipe everything out and start over and make it my image.
Right.
That's more of an evil plan that I can understand, you know?
Yeah.
But a plan that could easily be, you know, hey, if you flip the coin, you could be a hero, dude.
Do you know what Thanos' motivation was in the comic, Breakman?
Right, he was in love.
Yeah, he was in love with death.
Which makes there's no argument that's going to sway him whatsoever.
Right. So yeah, exactly. Like, he couldn't be reasoned with, even though he's reasonable. I mean, Thanos is actually reasonable, but there was no talking reason to him because he was, you know, on a mission to become Death's equal. You know,
so. And look at this version. They did the What If cartoon. Remember, like, what did he call him? Did he call himself Star Lord still?
Yeah, it was Star-Lord, but it was Black Panther, okay. Right?
Yeah, I didn't know if he still called himself Star-Lord. But okay, so Star-Lord, he persuaded, like, he gave him a reasonable argument, and Thanos is like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be the same universe version of Thanos.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I'm so happy they're doing another season of What If, man. I used to love those comics. Those were badass.
Yeah.
All right. I got two quick reviews. Last of Us, I'm not going to spoil, but it's fantastic. It's great.
Each episode's like an hour long, though.
Like 45 minutes. Most of them are 45 minutes, Eric.
There's like There's like two that are an hour and a half long, though.
Doesn't matter. They're great. I highly recommend. This is the greatest adaptation of a game I've ever seen. It is spot on for the most part. They did change a couple of things.
I honestly think they should skip season two because I don't think anybody wants to remember Last of Us 2 story.
I saw some screenshot images of like comparisons of the game to the movie or to the TV show.
They're going to take the opportunity to potentially make 3 story better or part 2 story better.
They are, I hope. But I'm playing through Last of Us 2. What were you saying, Breakman?
They've really made it look like the game. Like they've captured scenes from the game in the show. Like
they've captured the environments. They've captured the actors. Not the actors, but the characters. I mean, they've captured the only real criticism I have, and it's such a nitpicky little tiny minuscule thing is the fact that there's not enough of the zombies in the first season. Like you literally have to go through a lot of zombies to get to the end point, right? And I mean it is awesome. Last of Us is highly recommend, 10 out of 10. It is as pristine and perfect as a video game adaptation gets, and it's just as emotional as the video game. I love this series. The actors are A+, fantastic. There was one change with one actress that was in there, which was fantastic. It is great. You would not do yourself a disservice if you watch Last of Us. It is awesome. The next one, we were talking about addiction earlier, remember? One turn at a time, right, Breakman? All right. I had an opportunity just now, right before the show, to watch Cocaine Bear. And it is awesome. All right. There are some criticisms of this movie. All you have to know is that this is based on a true story of a bear getting into some cocaine that was dropped from a plane.
The true story's sad.
I'm not going to go over that. This is different. Yeah. This one is different. The bear doesn't die. Spoiler alert. it's awesome. It's fun. It loses a little steam in the last act, but it's still a ton of fun. It's super good and pretty funny. A little bit, it has a little bit of blood and gore in it. I'm not going to lie, it's not for the faint of heart, like in certain spots, but those spots are usually, the levity kind of lessens the blow on that. So if you're thinking that you can't watch it because it's too bloody or whatever, but it makes you laugh a lot. It's really fun. There's probably no chance of a sequel because I don't think it turned a profit, even though it got a lot of money at the, like, I think it's over 50 million worldwide, which is for a movie of this stature is pretty good. I think the movie cost 50 million, and if you add marketing cost, it's probably not going to get a sequel, but it really should. It's really, really good. Breakman, you're exiled, you son of a bitch.
What did I say? I don't know what I did this time.
I'm totally not playing Civilization 6 right now. Oh. So Cocaine Bear is a ton of fun. I'm giving it an 8 out of 10 just because it's super fun. There are a couple of little stingers at the end, like going through the credits. So watch about half of the credits and you'll get the stingers. It's just a blast. It's fun. And the bear is awesome in it. It doesn't look cheaply made. It doesn't look like a B movie, but it's awesome. It's really, really, really cool. Highly recommend. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
Okay, I got several as always. First goes to the ridiculousness of the time shift. I felt like shit all week, just kind of tired, you know, just off. I don't know how everybody else has felt, but like I'm just so fucking sick of shifting our time. Why do we do this twice a year? Why do we torture ourselves like this?
I don't know. I hate it. Jen says, "How do I time someone out here?" Jen, don't worry about it. Everybody's a moderator, so you're not going to have too much fun in this chat. Not a lot of people get in here, but I hate the time chains, Breakman. I really do. You know, the only state to get it right? Arizona.
Yeah.
So weird. Okay, continue on.
Yeah. Okay, let me see here. I wrote some stuff down. Oh, we got some facts back. Even though it hasn't been passed in every state, it's still in court, but some states have enforced abortion laws. And even though there are a lot of clinics have closed, a lot of like Planned Parenthood, the mother mortality rate is up 40%.
Oh, already. The mortality rate, you mean?
Clinics have closed.
What did I say?
You said morality. The mother morality rate. That's really funny.
Suddenly women are suddenly more moral.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, man, that's funny. Skotoma's in here. He says, hey, nerds. What's up, Skotoma? Nice to have you in here. Jen's rolling her eyes. I'm looking at YouTube chat now. I see Ellie in there, too. I hardly ever... I don't have an OnlyFans, Ellie. Knock it off. How dare you? It's nonsense. Nonsense.
Okay, so I got more here. Everybody knows a bank collapsed. Another one. What's the structure of a bank with investors? You know, what's the whole point of an investor, Frank?
To make money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why do, when a bank fails, how come they get fully funded back? I thought part of investment was the risk.
Oh,
like there's supposed to be a risk, an inherent risk involved in.
Right, don't you remember Occupy, what was it, Occupy Wall Street? You know, the whole point of that was to point out how ridiculously corrupt, you know, the stock market was and the banks and all that. Yeah, we forget really quickly, Breakman, but continue on.
This is another, and this bank collapsed because they went, you know, as a lot of these banks do, they start investing their money. Like, that's not the point of a bank. What the fuck is... These financial institutions are out of control, and we had some regulations in place, and even those weren't enough, but the deregulations the last several years have just really sent us into a free fall of shit. So anyway, just as always, the investors, you know, there's no... They don't ever... The rich people never have to worry. They're always going to get their money back from the government.
Yeah. Well, it's late-stage capitalism, Breakman. That's how it works, bro. If you got a ton of money, then you have nothing to worry about, you know? Yeah. I mean, you wait and you make more and more money, you know? That's how it works, you know?
So next, I got a couple more. Next goes to the Ohio Republicans. They are fucking evil. One of their newest moves is they're going to take over public college education.
Oh, yeah, they want to do that, too.
That's an attack to the First Amendment. I don't fucking know what is. They don't want to regulate... They don't in any way regulate private schools, even though they're still being funded by the same tax money that's going to the public schools. But they want to come into public schools and tell them what you know, the government wants to order schools.
Privatization, regardless of how you feel about public education, when you start privatizing, they want to privatize Medicare, they want to privatize Social Security, all to make money. The rich people, not us. Yeah, Skotoma says that it's right, more government bailouts. He also said he got the latest Need for Speed game. It's pretty fun so far. Freak 5, I'll read your stinko as soon as Breakman is done here.
They're also doing a new tax plan that's going to obviously help corporations, but it's going to raise the taxes on homeowners.
Yep.
Because.
Yeah.
It's going to be short-term games, too, the way the tax bracket, the way they redo the tax. It costs some short-term gains for these corporations, but long-term damage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they don't think before they do these things. Like, they just shove them through, and I just don't understand what the fuck they're doing half the time.
Yeah, it's greed. That's all it is, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Skotoma said, I mean, more government bailouts, but for the wrong people, Skotoma. Corporate bailouts. That's all they are. Corporate greed. It's the death knell of our country. I don't know how else to put it. Like, people were bitching about the $2,000 we got or whatever it was. And it's like, not only did we not really get that, I mean, we got it, but then we have to count that as taxes towards the end of the year. So did we really get it? Not really. And then, but the ones for the corporations weren't sunsetted. Ours were sunsetted, you know, so we didn't get any of those tax breaks at the end of the year. But 3-4 years later, the corporations are still getting fucking bailouts. So it's crazy. It's just totally crazy. Yep. What else you got, Break?
Yeah, the other one, my final stinko goes to Joe Biden, who's once again lying out of his ass.
Oh, he's such a liar, man.
He lied about the oil in Alaska, oil drilling in Alaska. And this is my favorite lie of his. Now my favorite lie of his. He says that he became aware of and all aboard for gay marriage when he was in high school, when his dad dropped him off at school and he saw two gay men making out.
He's such a full of shit, man. He's so full of shit.
Dude, we have a senior history of being like anti-gay marriage over the years. You can just say you changed your mind. You don't have to fucking make up a
bullshit lie
story about it. Yeah. Like, it's stupid.
Well, it's like his story about Corn Pop. Did you ever hear that dumb story? About how when he was a kid, like, he was, you know, he would always get picked on by this black dude named Corn Pop, and he eventually stood up to him. I mean, it was just such a bullshit story. They're all fucking liars, man. I mean, Trump, Biden.
Corn Pop racist much?
Oh, God. They're all fucking liars, man. I mean, come on. I mean, that goes without saying. Anything else, Break?
No. I'm sick of, like, these stupid lies and then the reporters that never call him out on the stupid stuff. Like, shaking their heads like, oh, really? Like, that's fascinating. Like, that's neat. Like, oh, yeah? Like, well, then, if you were for gay marriage, then why were you, like, why did you vote for the defense against, or defense of Traditional Marriage Act? And we have statements from you being anti-gay marriage right here and here and here.
Right. Huh. Well, I mean, that's in the past. I mean, revisionist history, Break, man. He's a
and not only that, when did he go to high school?
Oh, was fucking
it the 50s or the 60s or something like that? Yeah.
Like 1850, sure, more like it.
Out in public.
1850, right. Bro.
Right. But I mean, like, seriously, like the 50s, the 60s, whatever, like that. He says making he out saw in two public. Gay men making out in open public.
Get out of here.
Right. They would have been shot in, like, right there.
Dragged out. Yep. Yeah, of course. Fucking asshole. Freak 5 says.
There was a period of history in the 20s where you could probably be arrested for teaching evolution in the classroom. What the Snopes Monkey Trial was about.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, his stinko, in December at work, we were told on the anniversary of our hire dates we'd get reviews and a raise would be given when we got our review. I was supposed to get a review exactly a month ago. I was told the new system for doing reviews hasn't been updated yet, but it could be done by the old way by HR. So I asked my supervisor again, and he says he doesn't know and seemed pissed about me asking. So I went up the chain of command to the top guy at the facility. He says that the new system isn't ready and was supposed to be ready at the beginning of the year. Since it wasn't, they're just letting a backlog grow. If it gets to half a year, they might figure something out. Oh, boy, that's awesome. Skodema says, yeah, they bail out those companies that give them money always. Yeah, Skodema says 50s. I mean, it's bullshit. Eric. Your stinko? Did you have any stinkos?
I bet those were two gay black men. Yeah, right.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, gay black men,
there were people just walking by like nothing was going on.
Yeah, and then he probably walked down the block and saw two black women making out at that point, and you know,
and everybody ignored them too.
Everything was A-OK. You know, good to go. You know, Eric, did you have a stinko this week?
I guess. Lance Reddick died.
Yeah, Lance
Reddick. I saw that.
For those who don't know who Lance Reddick, he was in all of the John Wick movies. He was the manager at the hotel. I can't remember what his name was.
He's in a bunch of other things too.
Yeah, he was a really great character actor. A black guy, just awesome actor, and I liked him in a lot of things. I even liked him in the Resident Evil series.
I was going to say he was good in Resident Evil, yeah.
The only good thing about that series, pretty
he
much.
He was the only good thing about Resident Evil,
Another stinko freak vibe
which
says...
Resident Evil? I can't even remember.
The TV show.
The show on Netflix.
The one that spent way too much time dealing with teenagers.
I actually wanted to know where that story was going. I mean, I didn't give it a glowing review, but I was interested, you know, but of course. Netflix.
It had the making of what could have been something good. It had potential there.
Yep. Yep. It was. You know what Netflix is? Netflix is the new Fox. They freak out after one season if they don't get ratings. You know.
And so. Disney's heading that way too.
Yeah.
What was that show they canceled after like a week?
They canceled Willow because I guess they weren't getting enough views.
Yeah.
What did they want for it?
I thought the point of
marketed the fucking thing, Disney, people would watch your shit.
Yeah, nobody marketed Willow.
The point of streaming was that, you know, it's there and people can come and watch it at any time.
Yeah.
It's not like it has to be watched within this week or within this month.
Yeah. Disney made the mistake of thinking that Willow would be treated like Star Wars and people would just watch it.
Look, Freak Five says, another stinko, there's a fucking train in the way and my next delivery is right on the other side. Another reason why trains should be just eradicated, Freak Five.
I mean, what do these companies do when they, like, in a couple of years when something like Willow, for instance, takes off, maybe, and gets really popular?
Well by then, Warwick Davis will probably be dead, man.
Aged and
at least it doesn't have the Netflix problem of just throwing up all your episodes at once because it's doing it weekly and it has room to breathe. But apparently that wasn't enough because people weren't watching it anyway.
Because
Disney didn't let people know it existed.
I know. Well, Disney has a horrible.
I would have watched it if I wasn't busy trying to watch all the WB stuff that I was afraid was going to leave and pass us there.
You know, one thing.
People like me like to watch it all at once. I wait until it's all out and then I watch it.
They
cancel it before it's all out. Like, what the fuck? Like,
I'm getting rid of
a whole section of audience because there's a lot more people like me out there.
Yeah, for sure. Scotoma says, oh, the black dude, he had a cool accent. Yeah, I really liked him. Reddick was really good. Really, really good actor, man. And you know the funny thing about his death? They said he died of natural causes at 60. Really? That doesn't happen. Like, there was something going on there.
Define natural.
I know.
That could have been something like a heart attack, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like it. It does sound like it. Like a heart attack. All right. My stinko, real quickly. I don't want to take too long on this. People who don't use their fucking driveways. All right? That's my stinko.
On the road instead?
Yeah. Yeah. My neighborhood, everybody has like two or three car garages and can pull, you know, easily have enough room for 3 to 6 cars, right? But nobody uses their driveways even. They have to park on the street. And I'm like, why? Why? And then it gets to the ridiculousness where some people do have 3, 4, 5 cars and they park their cars on the main kind of like access road and right near where you need to turn, so the person coming another way can't see you, so a lot of times they'll pull out right in front of you and it's a fucking mess. I hate it, and people are dumb, and you know, they're stupid for not using. You know what? I think I know the reason why they don't want to use their driveways, because they don't want to get oil on their driveways. Get the fuck out of here, man. You know, just use your driveways or your garage. And that's it.
Get the oil at it. I mean,
well, on the street.
Concrete's four.
I know. Mm-hmm. So dumb. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts, guys.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, your sweet of the week.
It's not really the sweet of, more of a lull. I went over to see my mom earlier in the week, and she was watching Shazam. I'll sit down and watch it.
That's so really cool.
And then suddenly a commercial popped up.
What?
I'm like,
why? Yeah, HBO Max has ads.
Well, like, well, why are you watching this on cable? Like, well, I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta be able to pause it. You can pause the apps, right? No, I can't. No, Mom, you really can. You can pause the apps.
Yeah, you can. Old people are fun.
Yeah. She had no idea she could pause on it. She's got several apps, too. She's been watching a lot. So apparently she's been watching movies that are on the apps on cable. Because, we're trying to get rid of cable, basically.
Yeah, I agree. Like, but just get rid of cable.
She's watching them because she didn't know she could pause, essentially.
I can't get my mom and dad to get rid of their...
Like, there are no commercials. I'm like, yeah, but I can't pause it.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, everything's digital.
Yes, you can. You sure certainly may. And here's another thing: if you just turn off the TV and you go back to the movie, it'll be right where you left it off.
Oh my God, I don't know. It's if magic. She knows
that. I know, right? All right, Breakman. Anything else you got?
No, that's it.
Eric, did you have anything before I go on to mine?
I got $500 from my parents for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
St. Patrick's Day? Is that a thing?
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. I'm assuming my other siblings have got something similar.
Never gotten a gift for St. Patrick's Day. I just don't understand.
But yeah, I think it's them telling me, use this to get a fucking couch, because you told us that you needed a new one.
Okay.
Apparently,
also,
the other
need a new bed too. So if I have money left over, I'll use that for the bed.
It's funny. I think Ellie in the other chat is watching Cocaine Bear right now.
What, digitally?
Yeah, digitally. Okay.
I don't understand why. I don't understand why there isn't a bachelor's discount for when you watch an early movie that's in the theaters digitally. Why do you have to pay $20 minimum?
Well, I know it's and then they go one further, Eric. It's like $20 to rent it, or it's $25 to buy it. So I just bought it. I'm like, I'll pay the extra $5. I know I'll watch this movie again at some point. You know, it's like it is. It's like a catch 22. But all right, my sweeto this week is the weather seems to be changing for the better. It was like, I mean, I thought we were having another cold spell, but today was like in the 60s, really nice, you know, really cool. So there you go. Let's move on to free-for-all. It's a free-for-all. Little man. Yeah, it's a free-for-all. Wow. Suck it. Ooh, Skodema says he watched Reacher. He said that was good.
Here's another sweeto that I just found on a tweet.
Okay.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, after signing a law that guarantees free breakfast and lunch to all public school students.
I like that. That's really good. That's really, really good. Hopefully healthy.
Well, it's an image that's comparing the two between the left and the right, but the pictures of all these people hugging him.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. I like when kids get fed. All right, Skodema says, binge watch Reacher. That was good. Yeah, that's a compliment to the movie Jack Reacher.
I didn't even know schools did breakfast.
Yeah, they do breakfast. I used to get breakfast when I was a kid, back in, like, you know, 1822. But you know.
They didn't breakfast at my school, that's for sure.
They didn't? That sucks, man.
I mean, the most that you could do at a high school was to go at a vending machine before classes started.
I got free lunch, and with free lunch, I got free breakfast, too. So, I mean, it was there if you wanted it. Like, you know, a lot of times I'd eat breakfast at home, but, you know, a lot of times we didn't have money, so I'd go eat breakfast at school. Yeah. Then they had
my school was the vending machines you can get to.
Also, my family was fortunate enough that my dad had a job where I could probably afford to pack lunch and take it to school instead of getting whatever the school had, which was usually garbage.
Yeah, not us, man. I definitely
which I had to still pay for because we didn't have freelancers back then either.
Yeah, well, it was three tiers. Either you got free lunch if you were poor like me. You had to pay a little bit if you were kind of middle class and didn't have a ton of money, and then you had to pay full-fledged if you were upper middle class, you know, and so that's how it worked. And, you know, I mean, I always had free lunch because I never had any money. But, all right, Breakman, lead us away. We have we're doing the worst movie-to-video game adaptations, or video game to movie, I would say, or is it vice versa? Skodema says MLH went to school with Biden. No, I didn't, man. I'm not quite that old, but pretty old. Skodema. All right, bro. Breakman, what do we got?
But Biden's really old.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, man. He's like zombie old.
You know,
man.
The dawn of time. Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, break.
Coming to us, wait a minute, what am I talking about?
Coming to us live from my own tournament.
Okay, we're at the tournament. Okay, sorry, I was on my next turn. E.T., video game for the Atari 2600 versus Back to Ass, which is also known as Back to the Future. 1, 2, and 3 for the NES. I guess I'm going to go ahead and start this one. Both of these games are total ass.
Yep.
I will give it to Back to the Future being a worse game because it takes longer to beat.
Wow. Okay.
It's there's a lot of back and forth fetch quest shit that you gotta do in both of these games, but when you've gotta go through levels and levels and levels like you do in Back to the Future, you know, in E.T. you gotta get out of the fucking holes, but in Back to the Future you gotta go back and forth between all these levels, and it's just like, oh my god, these are stupid levels. What, this is stupid. What am I fucking doing?
Crazy. All right, who's going next?
I said you.
Oh, me?
I said you, Frank. I said you.
Oh, okay.
I said, God damn it, Frank. You're not listening to me now.
We got Back to the Ass versus ASS, a.k.a. E.T. I'm still going with E.T. because I still have nightmares about pits. Like, I just, I couldn't, I mean, I was like, what in the fucking blue hell? And then, to boot, every time you walked, you lost energy. It's like, really? This fucking alien is that weak? He can't even walk? And you're losing time? Fuck that. E.T. for me is easily worse.
If you played it on hard, you're getting chased by scientists.
Oh, God. Like the FBI agents or whatever in the yellow coat. Or I think it was yellow coats. I can't quite remember. I mean, it's all shitty coloring, you know how the Atari was, but E.T. for me. So that means Eric's the tiebreaker.
Yep. I'm gonna vote for E.T.
E.T. and the non-surprising, non-upset moves on, because you know it's E.T. and everybody hates that game.
Yeah,
rightfully so. I mean, I've defended it in the past as being some better than some of the other games that people say are the worst, like Superman 64. At least you can beat E.T. in like 10 minutes. Like Superman.
Oh, really? Can you? You got out of the pit within 10 minutes?
Shit. Play it on easy, Frank. Just play it on easy.
God damn.
Next, we have Batman Forever. I believe we took the Game Boy version, but you know, like we said, any Batman Forever games have been terrible. Versus Bad Boy Miami, which, from what I've heard, is not even a complete game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Broken badly. Frank, you can start.
Yeah, I'm going with Bad Boys Miami because, like, I mean, I've told this story before. I got it in the bargain bin. I think it was like 50 cents or a dollar. I didn't get my money's worth. It was a broken piece of shit. It looked washed out color-wise. Even the moves, some of the moves were broken, what you could do. I think
you
it was
returned it to the store. I tried that once. Like, this game sucks.
Yeah, no.
You gotta take it back. Like, no, we don't take it back to this. No, like, this is a waste of money, man. You gotta take this game back.
You know what I did? I put it in my system. I played it for like, I don't know, tried to play it for like an hour because I figured, fuck it. I bought it. I might as well get my money's worth. I didn't even get my money's worth. I took it out of my machine. I put it back in the thing. I smashed it, like broke it, and I threw it in the trash. That's what I did with it. Actually, you know what? I didn't do that. I take that back. At that time, I had a shredder, and I wanted to test like putting a CD through a shredder.
And I
put it in there. In the shredder, and it shredded it perfectly. It was awesome. It's perfect. Perfect place and perfect end for that game. So that's what I'm picking, Bad Boys Miami.
Eric, did you shred Bad Boys Miami or Batman Forever?
Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do with that glitch on you?
I take it that's what you're picking.
Yeah. Well, doesn't matter what I pick, because Bad Boys is moving on. I would have said Batman Forever. Just because I have bad memories of playing Batman Forever.
Yeah, it's bad, no doubt, man. The Game Boy version especially.
I played the Super Nintendo version, I think. I'm thinking. Next we have Cool World, the terrible movie that shouldn't have had a fucking video game because the fucking movie was terrible.
Yeah.
Versus Ass Action Hero, which is such an underrated movie. But the
Last Action Hero, yeah.
The worst. As Eric pointed out, like, it's so hard, the first level, a lot of people... Yeah, I struggled even on there. I couldn't hit the first level even. It's stupid. It wasn't a fun game. Just walking right to left, punch and kick. I don't even know what you fucking do in Cool World because I've never tried it because I hate the movie. So I'm not going to play the game. So, Eric, you can start this now.
I'm voting for Last Action Hero.
Frank?
The game was really bad for Cool World, but Ass World, I should say.
I wish Korshak was still making videos, because I liked him to see him torture himself playing The Last Action Hero.
Freak 5 says, I bet that shredder could beat the turtles. That's funny, Freak 5. I'm gonna leave it up to Breakman. I'm gonna say Ass World. Ass Action Hero really difficult. I don't think it was the worst game ever, but just this difficulty curve was so bad. So I'm going to say Assworld
you're walking right to left. All you could do is jump, punch, and kick, if I remember right. Yeah. Like, enemies were just coming at you.
I think at some point you might get a weapon, but not really.
Yeah.
You don't live long enough to get that far because the game is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I just remember the enemies were relentless, and I couldn't get past even the first level. For that reason, Ass Action Hero is going to move on.
Really? I tried to give you an out there with Cool World, Breakman, trying to, you know, give you a chance to pick your game, and you pick... Okay, never mind, son of a bitch.
Okay, you're right, fine.
That's okay.
Next, we have a game based on... the movie should have never happened. The game, 10 times that should have never happened. Like, why did they even think that it was a good idea to make a video game based on Blues Brothers 2000? Mm-hmm. Versus... another game that was... the movie was good, but the game was kind of inappropriate, and the game was stupid itself, but just the whole idea of making, like, as an action game for kids based on a R-rated war movie for adults was just stupid. Didn't work real. Let me see. Eric started the last one. I'm going to start this one. I'm going to go with Queeftune.
Yeah, we're talking about Platoon. Yeah, Platoon. For those...
Sweet Platoon.
Yeah.
Queeftune. Frank, you're next.
I'm going Ass Brothers 2000, a.k.a. Blues Brothers 2000 over Ass-Toon, or Platoon. Platoon at least had some intrinsic value, but, man, Ass Brothers,
I wonder when the soundtrack is for Ass Brothers, because Ass Brothers is an N64 game, so it could have had, like, some of the songs from the movie.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. So, like, I think Erica Badu had a song in the movie, I think. So I'm just wondering. Just curious.
Right, I'm voting for Platoon.
Platoon moves on. You get your way again, Breakman. You son of a bitch. All right. What else we got here?
Next, we have... Shrek Swamp Ass, because I was looking for the worst of the Shrek movie game. Like, I could have done, like, a movie game, but I saw Shrek Swamp Ass picture of it, and I said, well, I'm just going to have to do the Shrek Swamp Ass. Versus Asses of Thunder. I've said my piece on racing games. Anything like Mode 7 and below, like, those are just shit.
Yeah, yeah.
For 3D racing, there was not a good racing game, essentially.
Yeah,
F-Zero was the only good racing game.
What was that?
F-Zero was the only good Mode 7 racing game.
Well, I wasn't even a fan of that. But so
yeah, because F-Zero didn't get really good until GX anyway. So, which is sad because it was the last one.
Yeah, I liked Mario Kart. Like, it was fun, but it was fun for me in, like, the versus mode more than the race mode. So I'm going to go ahead and start with, I've been dissing racing games this whole time, so I'm going to start and diss Asses of Thunder. Frank, you're next.
I'm going with Shrek Swamp Ass, because I actually played that game, a.k.a. Shrek Swamp Kart. I did, I think, play Days of Thunder a little bit. That was a regular Nintendo game, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yep. There was no fun in either of these games, but man, was Shrek Swamp
but
Ass.
But you could at least see the screen in Days of Thunder. Shrek, you probably couldn't.
Shrek was one of the worst games I think I've ever played in my life.
It's
and
like
I think
playing in
I think
the
I tr-
water.
I think I tried to put Shrek in the shredder, actually. So, Shrek is
very
definitely
funny graphics. Like, it was on the Game Boy Advance, so it was capable of better than it did, especially when you compare it to Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. So it was just lazy all the way around. So that means that Eric is the tiebreaker.
I vote for Swamp Ass.
Swamp Ass moves on.
What's the real name of the game? I need to look at
Shrek Swamp Kart. Shrek Swamp Kart. Just watch a little video of it, man. It's terrible.
I was going to do a SpongeBob, too, but I forgot to put SpongeBob on there. Anyway, next we have Lethal Weapon, the Lethal Queefer, which is, I think, Lethal Weapon 5, because they only did 4 movies, right?
Yeah.
5. Versus in the 4th movie where 2 old men were able to beat Jet Li in a fight.
Yep. Jet Li would have kicked their ass.
Just talking about the Jet Li being drunk that day.
two old men who have barely any fighting ability beat a martial arts master in a fight.
Yeah,
you know, hand combat.
Yeah. It is prime to us.
Right, like this isn't like Jet Li now. This is Jet Li like when was that? Like 1998.
Yeah, in his prime, just like Eric said.
And Mel Gibson and Danny Glover were not in their prime.
And by the way, he was really good in that movie. Actually, Jet Li was the highlight of that movie. But
anyway, next, so that's going to take on a movie that is a cult classic for a lot of people. I did not like this movie personally, whereas I was a big fan of Lethal Weapon series, Fight Club. And I said before, the funny story, this was one of the most popular games at the one game conference I went to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, and that was the year like Resident Evil 4 came out. So, just saying.
Yeah.
People in the gaming industry can be very, very wrong.
Yeah.
Since I have more experience with Fight Club than I do with Lethal Creeper, because when the game came out, I got to play it before it came out. When it came out, I put it out on the store floor to let people play it. And I was like, wait a minute. I feel like we've been had.
Bamboozled.
Tricked with this bullshit.
Yeah.
So I'm going Fight Club. Eric, you're next.
Fight Club.
Yeah, I think this is the first unanimous one. Fight Club, I love the movie. I think the movie's okay. I didn't think it was as revelatory as what people thought, but I did enjoy the movie. Lethal Weapon, I really like a lot. So I'm definitely going with Ass Club.
I like the twist at the end of Fight Club, but that was like it. I didn't enjoy the movie at all.
Mm. It's not for everybody. I mean, it's one of those artsy type movies, you know, guys.
I thought the coolest character you killed off like pretty quickly too.
Yeah.
Like, that was the only reason to watch the movie for the first like hour or something. What do you call them? Bitch tits?
Yeah, Meatloaf. Bitch tits.
I think, yeah, that, like, Meatloaf was the best part of the movie. I mean, anyway, that's unanimous, so let's move on, because Frank wants to get to a movie. Well, we got plenty of time.
Yeah.
You're way under. Right. We're at 8:30, right. Frank. You're going to make that movie in no time.
Should.
Next, we have Enter the Ass. God,
for the PlayStation. Enter the Matrix, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was right. I double checked. It says Enter the Ass right here.
Yeah.
Versus Die Hard.
No, get it straight. It's Ass Hard.
I thought it was Dick Hard.
Dick Hard.
for the NES. Let me see. I started. Eric, you can start this one.
What were the choices again? Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
Enter the
Hard for the NES. Enter the Matrix for the PS1.
Enter the Matrix.
Frank?
God, these are both ass games. I'm also going to go with Enter the Ass.
Yeah, I got to go with you guys on that one. Like, that was just, Enter the Ass moves on. What a shit game that was. Fantastic movie, but God.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway, next we have Bill and Ted, or as they're known now, Queef and Asses. Great movie, but why did they make a fucking NES game based on that movie? Die, I'll never fucking understand. Versus Catwoman, which was, it was so bad that it won, like, several Razzies, and actually, Halle Berry is the first person to go and accept a Razzie.
Yep, and she's the first person to ever win an Academy Award and a Razzie.
Yeah. Like, I thought that was pretty cool of her, that she's like, you know what?
I'm going to accept it.
I agree. Yeah. I'm like, my movie wasn't good. I'm
That's really classy, actually.
Let me see. Eric, you started last one. Frank, you can start this as the last one.
I'm definitely going with Ass Woman, because Ass Woman was one of the worst GameCube games, if not one of the worst games of all time. It was half broken, and it sucked. It had no plot. The same enemies would pop up over and over and over, rinse and repeat, and it was just terrible. I played about a half an hour of that game before I was like, okay, that's enough of that. And that was another one that I got for like a dollar or something, you know, something like that. Scotoma says, it's one of those favorite movies by Jet Li is The One. That's a great movie, Skotoma. I like that movie quite a bit. So yeah, Ass Woman for me.
I'm gonna go next.
I did not like The One.
I wasn't a big fan of One either. I'm gonna put Eric on the spot because I'm gonna go Queefs and Asses of Bills and Ted's is, and that makes you the tiebreaker.
I'm voting for Ass Woman.
Yeah, Ass Woman is terrible. Cat Woman is just
funny. Ass Woman. See, I would play a game called Ass Woman.
The only reason I watched that movie because I heard how bad it was because Halle Berry's fucking hot as hell and she looked good in that cat outfit. But
yeah. I watched with a friend and this friend likes freaking every movie. Like he was like, "Oh, that was awesome!" After it was over, I just stared at him.
You know, I don't fault those people.
I'm not saying Tired Claw doesn't have a movie he hates. I just never seen a movie that
he doesn't like.
Said that he's hated.
Yeah, you know, those are like super positive people, and there's nothing wrong with that at all.
I know, but it was just like, did we just watch the same fucking movie?
I know, dude. I know. So we only have 2, 4, 6, 8 games left, and we're not going to wrap it up next week because we still got 2 weeks left in this month. So we'll continue on.
We should probably wrap it up next week, and then on the 31st we can have like a free for all.
Let's do that. No problem. We'll do that. We'll wrap this tournament up next week, and then we'll have a free-for-all proper the following week to talk about whatever. All right, that's about all the time we got. Let's do our plugs, guys. Breakman,
plug away. You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, where I didn't get suspended, even though I was trying hard this week. I cannot believe I didn't get suspended for some of the shit I said.
Nobody's complaining on you. You'll find the right one.
I got 2 weeks in a row, it was like I was kicked. The first day I got back off the first suspension, I was kicked off again. This has been a week now almost, and I don't know.
That's cool.
I don't know. Like I was inciting violence type statements, like stuff that I don't believe in. You know, just trying to get in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy, like we need to hang him. Like I don't believe in that shit. Like I'm not violent. Like as bad as things get, I'm not advocating for violence ever. But I was the one on Twitter just to be inflammatory. Nothing.
Well, when you try is when you get banned, and when you don't try is when it happens, you know.
That's a good point. Because that's when I'm usually going off on the politician like Jim Jordan. Like, you fucking waste the shit space.
Yeah.
Oh, send it. Fuck.
Piece of cow dung. Call him a piece of cow dung next time. That'll get you suspended.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. So what else you got, Breakman? Anything else? And by the way, you guys are both wrong on The One. You should watch it again. It's good. All right, Eric.
The theater. I didn't like it. Like, it was a good premise, you know? Like
premise? Yes.
Whatever you want to pronounce it. However you want to pronounce it, but, you know, him going to Everett Dimensions and trying to kill himself off to get more powerful. Like, that was a really cool idea. I didn't think it was implemented well. Personally.
Well, you're wrong. You've been wrong before, Breakman. It's fine. All right, Eric.
I'm wrong a lot. I don't
deny that. Eric, you're up next.
Bill and Ass.
What's your plug, sir?
Oh, I
you thought we were still on tournament?
Yeah. Because I don't think you asked me for that.
Yes, he did. Okay. You picked.
Said Ass Woman.
Yeah, you said Ass Woman. All right.
You said Ass Woman, because I said Queefs and Ass, and Ass Woman
gone. I guess I'm tired.
so. Come on, pick it up here, Eric. I gotta go.
The hour time shifts fucked everybody up, mentally and like physically. Like I've been off all week.
Well, you're off every week, but you know.
I just mean like I'm a little more tired than normal. It's like I feel later than it is.
Skotoma's exiled, you son of a bitch.
Not as late as it is, you know.
Skotoma's exiled. Don't let Freak 5 influence you, you son of a bitch. Says, I don't even want to repeat what he said in chat. How dare you? How dare you, Skotoma?
Come on, let me in. Come on. Chat. And you see this.
I almost laughed so hard that I blew my nose.
All right, Eric, what do we got?
I write reviews
on BossBastardBrigades.com. Bastard Brigade, not Brigades, sorry. And I do the audio reviews for video games on the feed for the show. And if you like either of those, there's a link to my Patreon where you can support me. And sending me as little as a dollar would help out. And that's on Twitter and the profiles, EricRPG.
At EricRPG, make sure you go and click on that Patreon because he does really, really good reviews. Even a dollar can help him out. So let's
didn't
do that.
Didn't get anything this week, but all stuff next week.
Yeah, no worries. All right, you can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders or Frank Branches. Either one should be able to get you there. I want to thank everybody in chat. Obviously, Jen was in there. Skodama was in there and our good friend Freak5. Let's see. And then everybody else in chat. We had a lot of chatters, just not a lot of people talking in chat. We had 01 Ella. Ellie was in the other chat, the YouTube chat. OAX2, Olivan, Alicidra, Amelia DP, another TV viewer, Commander Root, Discord streamer community, Drapsnat, Lizby, Kata or Kata, Mark Zink, and Nat Zelly. Thank you all for being in there. Really appreciate it. And I think that's about it. I don't think I have anything else. Gentlemen, you have anything else before we take off?
It is St. Patrick's Day. I hope you drank responsibility.
Responsibility.
Yeah, no, responsibly. Oh,
yeah. Sorry. What about you, Break? Anything else?
I haven't been drinking, I swear.
No. I guess that's where I want to put this next civilization at. I'm trying to start a new
God civilization. Damn it, you've been playing that whole fucking show, haven't you?
What are you talking about? Wait, playing what? I mean,
Well, also sound responsibly, and by that I mean don't sound at all. Maybe.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah, I agree with that one.
No sounding. Okay.
It still gives me the willies, even when I think about it.
Right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Take care.
Don't ever fuck drunk, because that's probably rape.
Oh, Jesus Christ.